Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy evening, your busy schedule, and joining us this evening. I'm telling you, you are going to be blessed this evening by the lineup we have tonight. But before we get started, I want to thank everybody once again for joining us. And this month, we're going to do something a little different. The whole month is going to be entitled Manifestations Now. And so as we go forth in this month, we're going to be talking about different things. And this week, we're going to be talking about getting results. And so the ladies that we have tonight, I'm excited about having them on. Y'all hear me sounding a little nasal, but you know what? That doesn't stop anything or anybody, because what we are here to do is help people move from existing into living life that God declared for you to live. So without further ado, I want to thank our sponsors that are here each and every month for helping us bring this to you. And that's Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, you can purchase her books on any online bookstore. This is a great, great read. Her son was delivered from alcoholism for over a decade, and God delivered him. And this is her account about how, what God did for her and her son and, so, and her family as a whole. Also, Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. This is a summit from heaven, y'all. And he has CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. He also wrote the jingle that you just heard right before you heard my voice. So if you need a jingle for your show or whatever you got, he can take care of you. Vincent Lynch, Unique Expression by Design. They take care of all your custom needs. So if you need it for your personal needs or your business needs, anything you need that needs to be customized, Ms. Angelise Washington can take care of you. And that goes for anything from T-shirts to pens, cups, pencils, journals, mugs, whatever it is you need, Angelise can take care of that. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138, beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, in the F&D Beauty. Ross specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists to lock maintenance, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins. If it deals with beauty and you need it, Ross can take care of you. PrintStar.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. And then finally, our new sponsor for the month is Ms. Joanne Collins, and she is the blog writer for DuranDuran.site. So visit her site for different articles and things of that nature about Duran Duran. Thank you so much for supporting us this month, Ms. Collins, and all of our monthly sponsors, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, Unique Expression by Design, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, and PrintTara.com. Thank you, Third Heaven Sound. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, guys, without further ado, we're going to bring this great, great lineup to you. The topic, again, is Manifestations Now. It is going along with a book that is getting ready to be released on a huge, huge platform. I'm telling you, they're having a gala. So they're not just doing a book release. They're doing a gala with red carpet and all. And yes, yours truly will be there in the media. So you will see Miss On Fire to Inspire. So make sure you go out to Eventbrite and purchase your tickets. That is September 24th. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few more moments. But we want to welcome our first guest this evening, Miss Sophia Schamberger. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. You are one of the phenomenal, phenomenal ladies that is on this panel with Manifestations Now. I'm so excited to have you guys on.
Amen. I'm excited to be here, and I thank you for having us. And I'm just excited about the whole the whole project of the book, everything. I'm just bubbling over.
Amen. And we can feel it. It's awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Sophia.
Well, I'm a mother of six children. I have four grandbabies, and I have two more on the way. Most importantly, I'm a woman of God on the battlefield for the Lord, and I'm just ecstatic about what God is doing and going to do because I've done total surrender. Amen.
Amen.
So that is who
amen.
I am. That is who I am.
Amen. So I did a little introduction about the Manifestations Now book project. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, what I can tell you about it is that it's going to be a life-changing experience for many who touch it and open it up and read it. Amen.
Mm.
And part of my tithes to manifestation, the entitlement of my chapter is Knowing Who You Are. Okay, many of us struggle and dealing with that from childhood on up to adulthood. That's it don't have to be an everlasting battle, but it can be a fight within itself. But once you come to the acknowledgement of who God is and you surrender and you let go and let God, God will show you just who you are and the right time frame that you need to know who you are and what your calling is according to his purpose.
Wow, wow. And tell us the title of your chapter one more time.
Knowing Who You Are. You got to know who you are.
You got to know who you are. Amen, amen. So tell us, why did you become a part of this book project?
I became a part of this awesome, phenomenal, life-changing, mind-blowing revolution. Amen, book, because God said I can. He said
amen.
You can do all things through me. Because he gives me the strength, he gives me the wisdom, he gives me the knowledge. And not only that, he gave me my life testimony that I can share and bring forth to others that may help someone along the way. So I became a part of this fantastic book project, you know, not by default, but by God's purpose and his plan for my life. Okay.
Amen.
That's why I became a part of this book.
Amen. Amen. Any upcoming events surrounding the book launch that you have that you want to share with us?
Well, first, as you know, in Atlanta, we're doing our book gala, signing the official release. After that, I will be doing my annual Give a Gift holiday party, and that entails women from shelters. We adopt families and everything, and also I will be sharing with all my guests because it's free for all my guests to come. All they have to do is bring a gift for the families of their from their wishes. And at that time, also I will be distributing and sharing all about the book. And at that time, if they want to make purchase, for those who have not yet made purchase beforehand, they can do so.
Ah, love it, love it, love it. So any wisdom or knowledge that you want to give to the audience about experiencing manifestation in their lives?
Yes. Well, I tell you this. Manifestation is like it's like a volcano, just vision a volcano. And you know all the saliva, whatever, the stuff that's down deep down within the volcano. And it's brewing and, it's just stirring up some stuff. It's stirring up some things that you have prayed for, that you have been seeking God's face for, that you have been, you seek God's face for something, but then you start having doubt about. And then you start, losing a little bit of faith, and then your faith come back. And, we waver sometimes. It's like we're on a seesaw. We go up and we go down. We go up and we go down. Well, then once we get off the seesaw and then we focus on the volcano itself, we know that something is about to erupt. Amen. And when we stand firm on what God has called and what he said that he's going to do, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, Woo, my sister just shared some stuff with me, and I'm still a little hyped. So forgive me every now and then if I just give God glory, okay? But when that volcano starts staring up, and it starts bubbling up, and everything is rising to the top, and when that volcano finally explodes, that is the manifestations of things that you have prayed and you hope for and you trust God for, and He finally just gave it all to you with an explosion.
Hallelujah.
And it's overflowing, and it's running down, and it's spreading abroad, because it's not only just going to be the manifestations to bless you, but it's going to be a manifestation that's going to bless everyone else.
Hallelujah.
And with that being said, that's the manifestation and that aspect of visualizing what God can do with the power of bringing something to life when you think
it's dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you, is this your first written work?
Yes, it is.
So excited. Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
The first
Thank
of many.
You.
Let's say that. The first of many.
Yes, yes.
The first
yes,
of many.
I believe that.
You got
yes.
out of that comfort zone, and guess what? Now you're going to see Him magnify in so many. Manifestation is here for you, baby, in so many
Ooh.
Other ways because of you walking Praise in that obedience. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Ooh,
thank you,
Father. Your grace make me run, I'm telling you. Ooh, Lord Jesus. I'm trying to suppress. Ooh.
Girl, you better give Him glory. You know, one of the things I love about what I do, because, see, no one can tell a story like a person that was that person that wasn't walking in obedience. Because
Amen.
One of the things, when God told me to do this show, it actually stemmed from a book as well. And the title
Amen.
Is called On Fire to Inspire. And God was saying, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to live. And so this is like really, really blessing me to have you ladies on the show because, you know, as I walked out there, December will be 2 years that I've been on the air. And
Praise
August was 1 year that I've been on the air on my own network. And I give God glory because as I've been on my own and the network, I now have a sister network that actually picked me up and played me internationally through the nation as well as United States as well as Europe. And Africa. So you all are being listened
Amen.
To in Europe, Africa, and United States. So we give God glory because of your obedience. So continue
Thank
to walk
you.
In that obedience. Continue to be that bubbling joy that you are because I'm telling you, it's infectious. And so
Hallelujah.
Many people are going to be blessed as you continue to walk in that, as you continue
Amen.
To walk in it. Now, I want to ask you one more question that I had not planned, but, you know, like I told you, I do whatever my Father lead me to do.
That's right.
What would you say to that person that says, you know what, I'm ready to come out of my comfort zone. I'm ready to step out of the boat and walk on that water. What would you tell that person that's at that point right now? What would you say
that's
to them?
That's ready. That's ready.
That's ready. I'm ready.
That's ready.
And listening to Sophia, she done pushed me there. What do you tell that person?
I would let them know. When you ready, come on, I'll walk with you. Walk right with you. I'll be that crutch until you're ready to walk on by yourself totally and completely. You ready? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Wow.
And let's trust God together.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
And Sophia, how can the listeners follow you, connect with you beyond this project, because there's going to be so many more projects. So how do they follow you? They got to be able to keep their eyes on you. So how do they do so?
Well, they can request me if they're not a friend with me already on Facebook under Sophia Schamberger. And also my email address is sophiaschamberger@gmail.com. Now, they can reach me at either one of those internet devices. They can tap into either one of those, and they can inbox me however they want to get in touch with me. And if they inbox me, I will reach out and we will touch and agree on whatever it is that you're seeking for or looking for or whatever questions. Even if you just want a listening ear, I'm there.
Amen. Well, we thank you for your heart. You have a very, very sweet spirit, and we thank you so much for that. Amen. So for those of you who are late joining us, we have Sophia Schamberger. She is one of the authors on the Manifestation Now project that is being released on a whole nother level on September
24th. Indeed it is.
There's going to be an awesome, awesome gala. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, guys, you want to go out to Eventbrite and take a look at getting your ticket. You don't want to wait. Go ahead and get your ticket. I will be there as a media person covering that event. So I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about having the entire cast as a part of the network this entire month of September. So I'm excited, and we're gonna bring Jamila on. And then you stay with us, because I just got a feeling that we're gonna do some more back and forth in a few more moments, okay?
Amen. I will.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, guys, we have just heard from Sophia. Sophia Schamberger is one of the authors on this project, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited, so, so very excited. Now, we have another author that's a part of this project, and her name is Prophetess Jamila Monroe, and I'm telling you, we're excited about having this entire cast this evening. So tonight, we have a treat, so let me go ahead and bring her on. Jamila, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I am here.
Amen. 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 Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I forgot to welcome you both officially. Welcome, welcome. So tell us a little
Thank
bit about yourself.
Thank you so
yourself.
Much for having us.
Oh, it's my
well,
pleasure.
First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for having us. Thank you for supporting this book project. Truly, truly, we know that God will continue to bless you through helping somebody else. A little bit about me. I am a mother of five children ranging from the ages of 22 to 4. Excuse me. I am a pastor of a wonderful congregation in the Atlanta area. My church is called Kingdom Covenant Worship Center. I am a servant of God. I am a worshiper. And I am a woman that walks in freedom. Amen. And what I mean by that, I got to the understanding that I will allow nothing to keep me in a place of bondage. So I am free to do and to be everything that God has called me to be. So, and I am a daughter, a sister, friend, those are the things, but I am a child of God and a servant of the Most High.
Amen. Amen. Now, tell us a little bit about the title of your chapter, and just like a little sneak peek of, you know,
okay,
about your portion.
Well, my title is called Push Past It All. Actually, while I was writing it, my portion of the story, I was actually living it. It's one thing to write when you've already came out of, oh, I feel God, you've already came out that season, but it's another thing to write, and you're experiencing what God is telling you to write. Now, my story, the topic is Push Past It All, and I use different things that I went through from childhood. But at that moment where the pen was hitting the paper, I had to push past what I was going through. And so the Lord made me understand, in order to produce something, you're going to have to push past your environment or your situation or your circumstance. So while I was writing, I was living it. And as I was writing it, I was trusting God. Amen. To give me the strength and the energy to push past even what I was going through. But I understood while I was going through, he was developing something else on the inside of me. Amen. He was developing more words. He was developing a better testimony to be able to reach the people that would read the book. So I went through different things in my life. even as a child, and I don't know who this is for on this line, but we have to get to the root of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to be healed, we have to mm-hmm. go back. And that was hard. Remember, I was dealing with my own situation at that time, going through some things, but I had to now uncover the rug. And so mm-hmm. many times God made me understand what we do is we push it under the rug so nobody can see.
Mm-hmm.
But sooner or later, it's going to build up to the point where the rug is going to be uncovered. It has to come off, and you have to now face those things which you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would call it my subtopic is finding her. And I had to mm-hmm. find myself through different seasons of my life. And I don't know who this is for. If I could just encourage somebody, it is time that you find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Find you. Start loving you. You know, even in the push and pass, oh, if you don't know who you are, there will never be an outcome of your push.
Mm.
Amen? There will never be a result. Because so many times we're pushing, but there's no result of the push.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're getting tired. That's why we're getting frustrated, because we're pushing, but there's nothing coming out. And so no matter what you go through, you have to understand that the pain is necessary for the purpose. I don't know who needs that tonight, but just grab a hold of it. Your pain is necessary for your purpose. If I didn't go through those things that I went through, there's no way I could be able to produce my part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so many
mm-hmm.
times we cry about the pain, but we don't understand mm-hmm. when the Bible says all things work together for the good. All
mm-hmm.
things, meaning even the times that it hurt the most
mm-hmm.
are the times that you're going to produce something great. So push
mm-hmm.
past it all is just to keep going. God never said we wouldn't have obstacles. He never said things wouldn't come. But I believe
mm-hmm.
push past it all tells us that I have enough on the inside of me to get
mm-hmm.
over the barriers. I have enough on the inside of me to push the mountain away. I got enough on the inside of me. When the obstacles come, I can go around it because I understand who I am.
Hallelujah.
So even when the things come, you got to push. And why is it so significant? Because, and I don't want to go too far, but I just want somebody to understand this is the season where you're going to have to push the hardest. You're going to have to push the hardest in this season. Don't forget, there's a greater outcome, so don't quit in the pushing. Amen?
Amen. So, wow, you, I was going to ask you what made you become a part of the project.
I felt like, if I can be honest, I'm a very transparent person and I believe in being real.
Mm-hmm.
After praying about it and God released me, I felt like I needed the book more than the book needed me.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
Let me
Thank
say
you,
it
Lord.
Again. I needed
mm-hmm.
it more than it needed me.
Mm-hmm.
And my
mm-hmm.
purpose was counting on it. Because
mm.
in many times that I said, I don't, Lord, now this, and so I felt like I had to, it was a must. I
mm-hmm.
needed it more than it
mm-hmm.
needed me, because
mm-hmm.
I needed it to show what the glory of the God of God of what
mm-hmm.
I've been through, but look at
mm-hmm.
me now. Amen.
Mm.
And I needed it to show me, if I can be so honest, to show me my strength, to show me what I had on the inside of me, to show me that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, no matter the circumstance or the situation. I needed the book
mm-hmm.
to keep me going. So
Hallelujah.
I thank God for the opportunity, because it kept me going.
Hallelujah.
It kept me going. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Whew, okay, let me gather myself. All right. Do you have any upcoming projects surrounding the book launch?
Amen. Of course, we want everybody to support the gala, the book signing on September 24th at 6 p.m. Please get your tickets. You can go to ReneeSunday.com to purchase your tickets. You guys don't want to miss this event. Excuse me. Also, I have every first and third Friday, I do a conference call. And God just, it's an empowerment call, but God just gave me another baby to push out. And so I have a new ministry I'm getting ready to launch. It's called A Mirror Reflection. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to deal, I want the people that feel rejected. I want the people that feel they don't have any self-confidence that they can't do. I want those people. So that's the ministry that I'm getting ready to start to create, to let people know that you're a reflection of Him. Because mm-hmm. so many people mm-hmm. struggle with self-confidence and self-esteem, and we mm-hmm. allow the world to tell us who we are and what we mm-hmm. can do and how we can do mm-hmm. it and how long we can do it. Amen. And so I mm-hmm. want to help people for them to identify if you are walking in God. Mm-hmm. That that's already your approval.
mm-hmm.
So just to help mm-hmm. people know who they are and how mm-hmm. to go about discovering their purposes. And so that's mm-hmm. my new ministry that I'm launching.
Mm-hmm.
We have a church event coming up in October, Kingdom Covenant Worship Center. If anybody wants any information about that, they can go to my page. So we have different things coming up. And
okay.
if you want to know about our upcoming event, I am Jamila Monroe on Facebook. Our church Facebook page is Kingdom Covenant Worship Center. On Instagram, I am Pastor Jamila. And I think that's it. And the email for the church is kingdomcovenantworship@gmail.com. KingdomCovenantWorship@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Now, any particular wisdom or knowledge you would like to share with the audience as you've experienced manifestation in your life?
One thing I do want to... and my phone locked on me. If you just give me a second, one thing that the Lord showed me, when we look at the word manifestation, okay,
mm-hmm.
we look
mm-hmm.
at the word manifestation, it's the definition is an event, action, object that clearly shows or embodies something, especially a theory
mm-hmm.
or abstract idea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look at the synonym of manifestation, the word that points out to me is a demonstration or a presentation of something
mm-hmm.
that's going to happen. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
Then when you look a little further, it says an evidence, a token, a symptom, or testimony.
Mm-hmm.
But then the last definition says a proof. And so when I thought about that word, God began to deal with me to let someone know on this line tonight that your labor has not been in vain. I don't know who that's for, but somebody needs to understand that your labor has not been in vain. And because the title is Manifestation Now, the
mm-hmm.
evidence will be shown in the demonstration of what God is going to do. The
mm-hmm.
world says the proof is in the pudding. Amen. Someone
Amen.
Needs to know what you've been going through is getting ready to be exhibited. It's getting ready to be presented. Come on, somebody. God is getting ready to make a miracle out of your mess. Amen, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting ready to show you why you had to endure those seasons of your life. His proof is going to be demonstrated that the Lord's hand was on you from the beginning. I know they doubted you. I know they didn't think that you would come this far. I know they talked about you. I know they tried to scandalize your name. But the proof is in the pudding. I can preach right now, but I know this ain't the time to. But somebody needs to understand what God is getting ready to do for you. The proof is going to be in the pudding. So you need to hold on and understand that it's going to take place now. What is now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you asked. Now is not considered next week.
Mm-hmm.
Now is considered the time that we are right now. This is what the Lord is getting ready to do. So many times we think that the Lord, yes, he has things that are planned for next year, but there's some things, baby, that's going to transpire before the year is out. There's some things that's going to transpire before the night is out. There's some things that's going to happen because we done paid the price, amen? We done went through. We done endured. And it is, I don't know about nobody else, but it is time.
Mm-hmm.
So what God has placed on the inside of us to be presented to the world. We are the king's kid. Amen, somebody? And
amen.
It is time that our gifts come to the front. I'm tired of being in the back. I'm tired of dreaming from the back. I'm tired of pursuing my purpose from the back. It is time that the believers, that the people that have a relationship with God comes to the front. And so because I'm on this call tonight, I say no man left behind because me and Sophia's on this call tonight because you're on this call as a wonderful host. We're not leaving none of the callers behind. So if we got to grab you in the spiritual, we're going to bring you forward because your time, oh, God, being in the back is over. You can do it. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. I never thought I'd be writing or being a part of such a wonderful thing. If he could, let me tell you something, God is no respecter person. If he can do it for me, he can do it for Sophia and the rest of the team. Somebody on this call tonight needs to know he can do it for you.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell me this. You have a person that's listening, and that person is saying, Pastor, you are speaking to my spirit. I was moving from a place of thought that it was over and I couldn't do any more. What would you say to that person?
Wow. I would say, thank God for another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not over until God says it's over. And you want to know why? I know that every day that we wake up, that's another opportunity to do what you didn't do yesterday. So I will say to the person that feels like, I don't know if I can do this or I don't, let me tell you something. I don't even know if I got time to just give this. When God, a couple of years ago, I was watching a TV show, and it was Nick Willenda, and I love using his example. And he was walking on a tightrope, amen. And the reporter was, you know, was interviewing him, and they asked him, "What is the hardest part of the journey?" He said, "The first step," because once you take that first step, you got to go the rest of the way. So I would encourage everyone tonight, take the, and I just heard the Lord say, stop worrying about the finances with the step, with the dream, with the book, with the purpose. Stop worrying about what you don't have because he owns everything. Come on, somebody. All you got to do tonight is take the first step. The first step might be the first page in writing your book. The first step might be going on the internet, researching the business life, and researching some things. The first step may even be healing. Whatever your first step is, take it and let God do the rest, and you will not be disappointed. Let me tell you something. I don't know about nobody else, but I feel there's a success on the children. Somebody needs to know. You will not be disappointed in this season. Mm-hmm. You will mm-hmm. be a next. You will. You shall be a success.
Amen. I am going to bring Sophia back on with us, and all three of us are going to be live. I just operate as I'm led. So, Sophia, you with us?
Yes, I am.
I'm telling y'all, I am trying to keep my composure on this line. I'm trying to keep my composure because I tell you, as Pastor Jamila was saying some things, she was confirming what several of the intercessors on our intercessor call has been in the last week. So I tell you, that's why I'm trying to keep my composure. But we're going to open the lines. And
Amen.
If someone has a question, someone has a comment, anything, if you have a question or comment for Sophia, Jamila, or myself, press 1 and we will bring you live and you can ask your question. You do not have to be you don't have to say your name. If you want to be anonymous, you are welcome to do so. But this month, the month of September, I want you to expect God to move from expecting to experiencing his hand, because manifestation is here and manifestation is now. So if you have a question for one of these ladies or if you have you want to make a comment, I want you to press 1. And we already have a caller, so bear with me. We're going to bring them online. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live.
How you doing, Leah? How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. This is John Schamberger, and I'd like to say something to my baby sister, Sophia Schamberger. I'm very proud of you. I listen to you, the fire of God in you. But the tips I want to give to all of the authors out there, your journey is just beginning. And the
Amen.
Real journey will start after the gala, after you exhaust all you know who will purchase your book. It'll be time for you to get to people who you don't know, because your story can be their story, and their story can be yours. So just brace yourself. After the 24th in September, that's when the real show will begin. And my baby sister, I support you 100%, and you know I will be promoting you in your book project, and I definitely will be in Atlanta with you, supporting you and the rest of the team of authors of God-giving women, you know, on this project of manifestation now.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. I love you.
Amen.
I love you. I love you for that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John, for dialing in. We appreciate you.
Amen.
We have another caller, ladies. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live. Who do we have with us?
This is Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hey, Dr. Renee, how are you?
Hi. Oh, Aaliyah, thank you. Oh, my God, powerful platform. Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Jamila and Sophia, they know. They pretty much, it's a heart. They know my heartbeat, you know. But I just thank God for you, Aaliyah, for allowing, you know, us to be on your platform. I mean, and the ladies, whoo, they got me on fire. I'm up here about to tear my house up. But I thank you. So first of all, always listening to God and ministering to the people, because that's the most important thing, is ministering to the people. Let people know, just like you ladies did so wonderfully, and of course you, Leah, you do it every time you're on social media and on your platform, is letting people know they're not alone and they can actually see the light in us. So I really thank you guys for being in your purpose and I'm so excited. You better mute me, baby.
Well, we thank God for using you and walking in obedience and actually putting the project together, because these ladies would not have been able to produce and birth these babies without you first putting yourself in position to allow the birthing to happen. Hallelujah. So thank you so much for your obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Dr. Renee.
We thank you.
Love you, baby.
Thank you.
All right. If you ladies have, if you have any questions for either of these ladies, a comment or a question, press one. We will be happy to bring you on live. I'm telling you, these two anointed women of God have blessed me tonight. I'm telling you, like I said, I'm just trying to keep my composure because y'all don't understand. Y'all just don't understand. God is so awesome. But we've been talking about the intercessor team that I pray with every morning. Oh, we got another caller. Bear with me, ladies. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with us. Who do we have with us?
James Deshay from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, James. How are you, my brother?
How you doing? Well, I want to kind of ask a question and kind of throw a wrench in it. The last young lady was talking. I don't have a problem with the first step. I have a problem with procrastination. You know, I've written a couple of books, and I'm on the radio. I got a nice little website. But consistency and procrastination seems to be the era of my ways. I got a romance novel I'm working on, and I've gotten 15 pages done. But those 15 pages were finished 3 years ago. And I've still yet to finish that romance novel.
Either one of y'all want to tackle that one?
I think.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think the procrastination factor is a holdup for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when God starts revealing to you what's up ahead, I think that's what kind of put some of the fire underneath me, because I knew where I was, but then he gave me a glimpse of where I was supposed to be. And I don't know about nobody else, but it's one thing to see. God will allow people to show up in your life that have that accomplish what you're supposed to be doing. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Or
mm-hmm.
is successful at it and doing a wonderful job, and you sitting there like, but I got, yeah, and he will keep doing that. Procrastination stops a lot of people. But, you know, sometimes I what I would say is, what is the root behind the procrastination?
Yes.
I'm just the type of person that I believe there's a root to everything. I'm sorry, but what is the root behind it? Because the root can be other people. The root
mm-hmm.
can be just you. And sometimes God will allow us to go through these seasons of suffering. Oh, I don't know about y'all. And these seasons of going through, because that's going to, I'm telling you, oh, my God, help me, Jesus. That is going to help when we talk about ninth being the month of birth, and which is September. Amen. In order for a
mm-hmm.
birth to take place, there has to be some contractions. And I've been on this thing for a while. And the Lord made me understand some people that got the spirit of procrastination and flow and laziness, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to not send you no painkillers. Because I want you to feel the pain of this thing, because you're just taking it too easy. Does that make sense? So I'm going to allow things in your life to happen for you to feel the pain so you can push this thing out. When you understand another thing, a second thing, that it's not about you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You
Amen.
Are writing. You are developing projects. God has given us ideas, businesses, not just so we can say we got it, but we can help somebody else in getting it. Amen?
Yeah.
And when God showed
Amen.
Me that thing, he said, oh, you don't want to do it because you're selfish. And I said, Lord, please don't say I'm selfish. And he said, you're selfish because you're thinking about yourself. But what about the impact that is supposed to be made behind this book? We think about romance novels, and people say, oh, romance novels. But honey, there's some marriages. Can I get a church tonight that needs some romance? You don't know who's going to pick up that book. You know what I'm saying? And the sparks might start to, you just don't know. Whatever God has put on the inside of us, it will be successful. But we're going to have to move ourselves out the way. And so my prayer tonight is for everyone that's procrastinating, say, Lord, deliver me from the other me. What's the other me? I'm glad you asked, because I want to tell you. The other you is the one that don't want to do it. The other you is the one that's not consistent. The other you is the one that procrastinates. The other you is the one that got all these ideas but ain't birthing nothing. This is a shame because so many times we don't want to die with these things on the inside of us. Because the grave is full, but it's empty. And when the Lord told me that, I said, God, what do you mean? He said, there's people in there that woulda, shoulda, coulda, but never. You don't want to get to that point. You want to, when you leave this place, you have birthed out everything that the Lord has put in you. He put it in you because his desire is for it to come out. So, man of God, I honor you for the books that you've already written, but whatever the Lord is giving you for this season, this time, this hour, you got to just do it. Amen? You have to just do it. Just do it. And you've already written books, so we can't even say you don't know how to write. You just got to do it, and you got to say, this thing here is going to impact a lot of people, and that's why I have to do it.
Amen. Thank you so very much. That is revealing to me. You know, I know that I've been wanting to finish it and wanting to finish it. Actually, the two books that I've finished came after the one after starting that one. So I'm on my third poetry book, but haven't finished the first book I started, which was a romance novel. So it's I just have to find the get beyond whatever that impasse is, that block that refuses for me to go back and finish that first project.
And I would say finish it, because you just don't know the impact it's going to cause until it's done. You know what I'm saying? Just you have to just put in your mind whatever. Listen, I don't know who told us, can I just help somebody, that we got to do just one thing. Oh, my God. I don't know who told us we can only just be this. Who told us we can only burst out one baby, one dream, one thing? Who told us that? And so we find ourselves in this box and trying to do these, you know, we're answering what people already have said about us. Oh, they ain't going to be nothing, so we don't be nothing. Who told us that we couldn't do multiple projects and do multiple things? If God placed it on the inside of us, surely, I know him, that if he placed it there, it was for a reason and a purpose. And some things God will require us to do that we don't have no background on. Come on, y'all. Now, you know that's God. When you don't even know how to do certain things, and he said, this is what I want you to do.
Mama.
Wow.
Y'all better watch.
James,
I'm sorry.
Hey, I don't have no argument with that. That sounds real to me.
It's serious. Some things he say you're not gonna need an education for. Mm-hmm. You just gonna need favor. You're not gonna need an education for. You just gonna need favor. And when you begin to do it, come on. See, the thing about it is, can I say this? We trying to defend ourselves to our enemies, and God said, no, just birth.
Come on.
Just birth.
Come on now.
He said, you ain't got to defend yourself, just birth. You ain't got to defend yourself, just push. You ain't got to defend yourself, because when you bring this thing, when I bring this thing to forefront, they're going to know God was on your life. They're going to know the hand of God was on you. You ain't got to worry about defending yourself. All you got to do is push. And the more you push, the more it's going to silence the critics. Come on, somebody. I don't know who that is for on this line tonight, but you won't push because you're worried about what people will say. You won't push, and you won't go to the next dimension or the next step in this thing because you're worried about what folks are going to say. But let me deliver you from people. When you start to push, come on, somebody. It's on silence. You won't hear nobody but your scream. You won't hear nobody but, come on, somebody. You got to not worry about what people people are going to think, and I don't even know where that came from, but somebody on this line need to know tonight, if you push worrying about who's supporting you, that's another thing. Let's get delivered from who's not supporting us. Let me tell you, the Bible says if God before you is more than the world against you. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Some people that supporting you ain't real supporters anyway. You got to do this thing no matter. I wish I had a church tonight. They not real supporters because everybody that throws up a cheer and pom-poms ain't on your team, honey.
Say it, sis.
Everybody that say you're doing a good job ain't on your team. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So you've got to get delivered from whether people going to help, whether they're going to support. Let me tell you something. God got supporters lined up. I don't know who that's for tonight, but
you
just do it because he got supporters lined up. He got people divinely connected that's going to help you out. Okay, I'm sorry. Ooh, let me sit back down. Y'all are, ooh. I'm sorry.
Okay. You okay.
The Lord.
All right. That's all right. Keep the fire going. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you.
It just make me mad, Aaliyah. You know what makes me mad? Mm-hmm. It's we sitting on so much stuff.
We sitting on so much stuff.
And we complain, Lord, I need finances. Everybody that's waiting on a $1 million check, don't go to the mailbox because you have a $1 million idea on the inside of you. Come on. We're sitting on greatness and we're sitting on things that can impact the world, that can change our family. Come on. That can provide for people. And we're sitting on it year after year after year after year, wandering in a place. Wandering and not understanding what the Lord. See, when you know who you are, and I'm going to shut my mouth after this. I promise you I'm going to be quiet.
When you
know who you are, I don't know who that's for, but
that's
I would tell everybody, just stand up and say, I know who I am. When you know who you are, ain't nothing can stop you. Ain't nothing can delay you. Ain't nothing can put a barrier. When you know who you are, you're going to go full forward because you understand that the Lord is leading you and he's backing you. And that's all you need, the leading of the Lord and the backing of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who that's for.
Amen. Pastor Jamila, I tell you that right there is
honey,
so on point, because I was going to tell James, sometimes people don't move forward because there's a little bit of fear factor in there. And I'm going to tell you the crazy part of what it sounds like. The fear is there that they're going to be a success. Huh? You're scared of being successful? Yes. Because the people that you thought they had your back don't have your back. But like she said, it don't matter who you thought was supposed to support you. Because the people that's going to be there, the people that he's placed on your front row, they're already there. You just don't see them. But they're going to rise up as soon as you take your step to do what you're supposed to do.
Ooh, glory.
As soon as you take your steps to do what you're supposed to do, the resources, the finances, and everybody else are going to unfold. But all he needs you to do is move forward, showing him that you're trusting him, walking in that obedience. It's going to just unfold.
That's
right. But you got to walk in obedience. Think about it. If I had not been walking in obedience in May of 2014, and I said, okay, God, I'm going to write this book, even though I don't know nothing about writing. I wrote for children. I was telling God who I was. And he said, but I know who you are. But when you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. And then the thing that made me step out of the box, James, was he said, there are too many lies tied into your obedience. And because of me, my act of obedience, we're on the line today. You understand
what
I'm saying?
Amen.
And then we have people listening to this show right now through our sister station with Christian World Radio Network that's listening to us throughout the United States, throughout Europe and Africa because of an act of obedience.
Amen. Amen.
Your gift will make room for you. Walk in it. Become that Clydesdale, that Clydesdale horse. And you stay focused on him and the assignment that he's called to you. And like she said, you may have multiple births because if he's equipped you with multiple, you're going to be able to produce multiple babies. He's equipped you for such a time as this.
Yeah. Yes. James.
Hallelujah.
James.
Amen.
James. This is Sophia. I just want to give you a nugget, baby. Sometimes when you recognize and you can identify what the problem is, you have to fight yourself. You have to fight against yourself. So whenever you feel yourself, your left leg dragging and the right leg is carrying all the weight, you need to wake that left leg up and so you can get the moving on to what God called you to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So fight against yourself. Sometimes it's our own self is holding us back. And that's from the thinking, and our mindset. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it a little later. You know. So just keep in mind, that battle is within yourself. So you go ahead and fight yourself, and you keep it moving.
Exactly.
That sounds so good to me.
James, I hope you got some clarity to that question.
It put a spark, so you definitely motivational. So I look to embrace all of that and bring it to light some of the things I know I need to do.
Amen.
And so because you know what you have to do, become that Clydesdale horse and just stay focused on him and that assignment, and you will see the producing happen. Before you know it, you'll be like, wait a minute, when did I finish that? Wait a minute, how did I do that? Because I promise you, when I said, God, just, okay, you said people are, their lives are attached to this. Okay, well, I don't want blood on my hands, so let me do what you say do.
Within
7 months, there's so many things that I accomplished in 7 months. And I'm like, well, seven, that's the number of completion. And so there were so many births that happened because of obedience, and that's what you're going to see. But you got to stay focused. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
Well, we love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for supporting us tonight.
Well, thank you all for, you know, like I said, I look for anything that can keep me moving forward and make me get over the hump because our words are so powerful. And I just, you know, that, you know, procrastination has been with me a long time, you know, and it's my cross to bear. But I need to get some things done. I've completed some things, but there's some things I yet need to do.
Hey, James,
can I get one more thing?
Hey, James, when you wake up in the morning, moving forward from here on out, you look at yourself in your mirror and you say, I'm no longer a procrastinator. You say it every day and night. I'm no longer a procrastinator, and you watch God.
And mine go hand in hand with what you saying to him. James, tonight we're serving procrastination. It's eviction notice. So we're serving procrastination. It's eviction notice out of your mind, out of your mouth. I want you to change your speech. One of the things I learned from my apostle, Apostle Zoe, she said, you have what you speak. So if you keep speaking what you're speaking, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. But I dare you to trust God and start speaking what you want to see before you get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So we serve the eviction papers tonight, right now.
Tonight.
In Spanish, now is I order. So I order. We serve the papers now. I order. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Only God. God, I
only
thank you.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. God.
I bet you your words. Thank you so much.
Amen. You are so welcome. Thank you so much.
I'm not missing the boat. I'm going to be right at that dock.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guys, if you have a question or a comment, and you have dialed into the 929-477-2178 number, press 1. And I did forget my listeners on our sister station. Can't quite patch in through the 1 on that line yet. But right now, if you want to ask a question, you want to say anything to us, it's 929-477-2178. Press 1. We'll bring you on live with us. I'm telling you, we are being blessed. We are being blessed. We are being blessed. So,
my God,
press 1.
You guys are alive.
You guys, I'm telling you.
You know one thing that's so profound about what you just said? It's worse when you started pushing and you stop.
At some point,
you had the energy to push.
Mm-hmm.
But at
mm-hmm.
some point, something took the energy away.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
always go back to a woman pushing. Can you imagine mm-hmm. if a woman went into labor and she started pushing, just said, oh, no, I don't want to have this baby today.
Ooh, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
But see, what God is doing, he's causing the things that he placed on the inside of us to hit the birth canal. Because
mm-hmm.
once it gets to a certain point, you have no choice but to push.
That is true.
You have no
that
choice
true.
But to push. So when you said that, that was so profound to let me understand. And the callers, I'm sure that it's
mm-hmm.
a season where your water is already broken.
Yes. And see, one of the things that people got to realize, this harvest month that we're seeing manifestation, no, we're not waiting anymore. All you got to do is expect God and watch him move. But one of the things people got to do is they got to realize that you got to put your mouth in the place of life. Stop speaking death over your
yes.
life. Speak life over your life. You got to, you know, I tell people it's a conscious decision to be happy, but it's also a conscious
mm-hmm.
decision to speak life. So I refuse to say that that cup is half empty. I said that cup is half full. And so it's a conscious decision to want to do and see differently. Hey, we got some more people dialing in. Here we go, y'all. You are live with Jamila, Aaliyah, and Sophia. Who do we have with us tonight? Hello? Erica 484, ending in 2065. Are you here with us? You have a question?
Yes,
on
I am. Good evening, ladies. How's everyone doing?
Great. How are
good,
you?
Good.
Good. Good. I am Sophia Chambers' little sister, and I just wanted to say I am so proud of her. I'm not able to make it to Atlanta for her, but I will represent her in Chester.
Uh-huh.
With the T-shirt, and I just wanted to say I'm proud of her, and I love her.
Oh, I love you too, sis.
Thank you so much for dialing in and supporting tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. All right. I tell you, ladies, you have put another fire on top of Ms. O'Fire to Inspire tonight. I tell you.
It's a suddenly season.
So I'm telling you, let me tell y'all something. You, as you speak in this season of where we are, because what God is doing is not a season that's going to end. So as we're actually moving in a place of this kingdom reality. See, I tell people on all the time, this kingdom must become our reality. So if what your thoughts don't line up with the word of God, reject it because it's not your thoughts.
That's
so
right.
So one of the things that I say, where we are right now, you got to be so ready to continually speak that life, because if you continue to speak what you're speaking, you're going to produce it. And so if you're intentional about here are three things God said this year for me. He said, I need you to be intentional. I need you to be strategic, and I need you to move with momentum. That word wasn't just for
me.
So if he's telling you those three things, he said, I need you to be intentional. I need you to be strategic and move with momentum. So if you're doing those things and you're speaking what you want to see manifest, what you going to see manifest? What you're speaking.
So be intentional
about what you're speaking.
Yeah,
we're producing. Amen.
Wow.
Never failing. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Ladies, I'm telling you, you have blessed me tonight. I've had a wonderful, wonderful time. If anyone else have a question or comment, this is our last call for a question or comment. Press 1 and you will be live. Please don't forget to go out and purchase your tickets for this magnificent gala here in the Atlanta area on September 24th at 6 p.m. And what's the hotel, ladies? I'm sorry, it escaped me.
Marriott Gateway.
At the Marriott
Atlanta
Gateway.
Marriott Gateway.
The Atlanta Marriott Gateway at 6 p.m.
Yes.
on September 24th. Go get your tickets. You're going to get to meet these ladies. You're going to get to meet me, Miss On Fire to Inspire, as one of your media people covering the event. I'm telling you, you're going to meet all of the people that are part of this awesome project, the visionary Dr. Renee Sunday. Everyone's going to be there. You want to get your ticket and get there, too. You don't want to miss out. So if you're in driving distance, go ahead and get one of your friends and tell them, let's get our tickets and jump in the car and carpool. You know, if you got to get your plane ticket, you got two weeks. You got 18 days exactly. So go on online and see if you can get your discount ticket.
Oh, my God. Woo, Lord.
18 days. That's all you have, 18 days.
Miss Aaliyah.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, Miss Aaliyah. I hear somebody want to ask this question, so I'm going to ask it for them.
Uh-huh.
I hear somebody saying, well, what if my dreams, my visions, and I feel like my purpose is dead?
Mm.
I keep hearing that question
mm-hmm.
in the spiritual realm. And I
mm-hmm.
want to just say to that person that feel like it's dead, that there was a man named Lazarus. In the Bible that actually was to the death that his situation started to stink.
Mm.
And so for the one, and I'm not going to preach right there, but I feel it, for the ones that feel like it's dead, know that we serve a God that has the resurrection power.
Yes.
And so
yes.
what you
yes.
think is dead, come on, is actually
mm-hmm.
sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually
mm-hmm.
taking a rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
mm-hmm.
heard the Lord say to tell them to wake up. I don't
mm-hmm.
know who that's for, but somebody need to wake up tonight. I know you feel you're not dead. It's been sleeping. It's been sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said it's time for you to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
It's time for you to get up.
Yes.
The alarm clock has already been sounded. It's time for you
mm-hmm.
to get up now. Get up in your
mm-hmm.
dreams. Get up in your purpose. Get up
mm-hmm.
in those things. Amen. Don't get, you,
mm-hmm.
so many times we get comfortable at this level because we don't believe there's another one. Amen. But
mm-hmm.
I hear the Lord say, there's a higher place that I'm getting ready to launch you into. There's a higher dimension. There's a higher place. And so I need you to rise now. And because
mm-hmm.
this show says something about fire, right? Fire's in the
mm-hmm.
show. I put the fire
mm-hmm.
underneath you so you can get
mm-hmm.
up. I put the fire
mm-hmm.
underneath
mm-hmm.
you so you can get up and do
mm-hmm.
because there's a higher level. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
that's calling your name. So
mm-hmm.
even in the dead thing, you're going to have to wake up. And the thing about it is when Jesus called him, he didn't call everybody because everybody would have got up. But he called his name specifically. And so tonight, Jesus is calling each caller name specifically. It's time to wake up.
Mm.
My Lord.
Providence, can I confirm something for you?
Sure.
Can I just confirm something for you?
Sure.
I had to speak at an event in South Carolina in June, and like an hour and a half before the event, God said, tell the people that it's time to awaken, it's time to arise, and it's time to move. It's time to awaken, arise, and move. So you just said, wake up, rise up,
wake up.
And move. That's what you just said. Wake up, rise up, and move.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And even when he
Hallelujah.
Gave me that, right then, he gave me an affirmation that I'm going to be releasing really soon. That is like surrounding that because that's the title of it, Awaken, Arise, and Move. And so I'm telling you, as you're walking in obedience, you're going to be birthing like never before. But you got to be obedient. And out of your obedience, you're going to be producing. And you're going to like look back and be like, woo, when did I do all that? Out of your obedience, it's not going to be like work to you. It's not work. Because you're walking in everything that he's called you to. There's a purpose and a plan for everything. One time there was a I was speaking to a young lady, and God told me to tell her to push past the pain, because there's going to be so many blessings if she pushed past it. And so I don't know who that was for, because I don't even know why I shared that. But whoever that was for, push past the pain, baby, because there is a blessing on the other side of the pain. See, all you got to do is push. Because, see, in the birthing process, it ain't comfortable. It ain't comfortable. But I promise you, once you push that baby out, there's such a joy. There's a celebration. Hallelujah.
It's about love.
There is a celebration after the birthing that's taking place. There's a joy forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ladies, I'm gonna let y'all have y'all final say, because I'm trying to calm down again. So, anybody have anything to say to close out? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Ooh, Lord.
Y'all know what? I don't normally do this. I don't normally do this, but y'all, I operate in whatever my Father tell me to do, and I'm going to pray tonight.
Yes,
right now, we're going to pray right now, because there's some people still listening, and they need this prayer to cover and seal everything that we've said. Father God, we thank you for this word tonight that was released into the atmosphere.
Yes,
God, we thank you for every person. We thank you for every heart. We thank you, Lord God, that every dream, everything that you've placed in every person, whether they're listening live or they listen to the recording, God, we thank you that these babies begin to jump and they can no longer sit on it. Lord, we thank you that the birthing, there will be no stillborns. There will be no delays, Lord God, anymore. Lord God, we bind and rebuke the spirit of procrastination now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, release the finished work, because it's already finished at the cross. God, we thank you for every person. We thank you for every idea. We thank you for every invention. Creativity will flow now. Obedience will flow now. Operate in you. Focus on you and the call upon their lives. God, we thank you for each and every person that's a part of the Manifestation Now project.
Yes,
God, we thank you for the Blow Your Mind blessings attached to their obedience now. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and that all is to come for these people. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray and believe, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Woo!
Glory.
Woo!
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We ain't had a broadcast like this one, y'all. But I hear the song, William Murphy, like never before. So y'all receive that into your spirit, like never before.
Yes.
Never before.
Yes.
Out of the faith of the obedience, like never before.
Never.
Every person that's staying in tune with us, I see that you guys are staying with us, and we appreciate you. We've been alive for over an hour now. And everything that we do, we act as a spirit of obedience. Everything that I do, I don't do anything to say I did it. I do everything because God called me to do it. This is the hour that you got to be so in tune with his voice to understand what he's saying do, when he say do. You don't have time to think about it. All you got to do is jump in when he say move. This is the hour that you're in. So thank you for each and every person that has stayed with us. Thank you to each and every person that will listen to the recording. Understand that your purpose, and I say this all the time, ladies, as long as you have breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. So understand that your purpose has not been fulfilled yet if you still have breath in your body. So know your dreams have not died. Know your plans, the plans that he has for you, Jeremiah 29:11. They are to prosper you. They are to, he's already equipped you. You're already qualified. You're already complete in him. You don't need validation from anything, materialism, any person. You don't need to be validated. He's already done that for you. So understand who you are. That's a child of the Most High God. Understand whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God. Understand the purpose is greater than what you can even imagine with your carnal mind. Understand that you are a gift from him to be used in the earth. You are the light that he's using in this earth realm. You are the life light. You are the life light for somebody that don't even know that there's light. So let your light so shine that you can be a blessing to someone else. So that's why you got to produce these gifts. Because someone else who thinks that they want to give up, you're going to show them that it's not time to give up.
Amen.
I don't
Amen.
Care what you've been through. Amen. I don't care what you're currently looking at. You may see a disconnect notice, but guess what? God says, I have the final say so.
Amen.
So understand, understand who you are and whose you are. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies, y'all have any closing words?
Oof. Oof. I will
Hallelujah.
Say this.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't feel the fire from tonight, I pray that when you lay your head down, that the fire of the Holy Ghost will wake you up in the midnight hour, and you will then receive your revelation on what God is calling you to do.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just want to leave the callers with it is your time and it is your season.
Amen.
And as Miss Sophia was talking, God showed me this is the second time in a week that he showed me doors with no locks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again, doors with no locks.
Mm-hmm.
So which means this time when you walk through, it'll be a continuous flow.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy can't lock it out. He can't lock the door. He can't stop it. It's going to be continuous flow because God removed the locks. So just do, like I said before, just do it. You can, you will, and you shall, and be blessed.
Amen, amen. Well, ladies, I have been blessed thoroughly. I have been blessed thoroughly by your presence. I thank you for your sisterhood. I thank you for your time and your obedience and sharing because you have helped someone else tonight understand who they are. You've helped someone understand that their purpose is not dead, that there's still life in them, so their purpose is to still to be fulfilled. And manifestation is here as long as they trust and believe that it is. And like you said, Jamila, as you said, we serve a resurrecting God. He has resurrection power. So every dead thing that you have that looks like it's dead, we speak resurrection power of Jesus Christ in Jesus' almighty name. Ladies, I love you. I thank you so much.
Love you too.
Guys, make sure you listen. Love you too. Make sure you listen all month long. We're going to be doing manifestation now all month long. The topic tonight was getting results. So we're going to be doing each and every week. We're going to be talking about manifestations now with the projects. We're going to have the other team members of this powerful, powerful project. Y'all don't want to miss it. Tell your family, tell your friends, share the replay of this. You want them to be blessed because it's time for people to start walking and understanding the call upon their lives.
Yeah.
That it's not for them, it's for someone else. Tune in each and every week on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can listen at 929-477-2178 or blogtalkradio.com/onfiredinspire. Christian World Radio Network is our sister station. We appreciate them. We love them. And you can actually listen to them live. We're live on their show. You can actually listen through the free downloadable app. It's 24 hours of gospel music and word and things of that nature, 24 hours a day. And you can download it free. It's Christian World Radio Network. It's CWR Network. And also, simiworldradio.com. That's C-I-M-I, worldradio.com. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. The name of the show is On Fire to Inspire. It was birthed out of obedience, and it was actually birthed out of a book that God gave me. He would wake me up in the midnight hour, give me words to encourage, empower, and inspire people to move forward in the things that he's called them to. I am going to play a quick piece for you guys from the audio portion of this book, and it's entitled Dare to Dream.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
That piece is called Dare to Dream. As I said, this show is actually, it was birthed as a book called On Fire to Inspire. And God said that there was going to be a radio show as well. And I'm like, what, God? So May 31st of 2014, I released the book. December 9th of the same year, I launched the show. So out of your obedience, God will birth everything that he's called you to. Just walk in obedience. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, On Fire to Inspire, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you guys. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your passion. You are already qualified, and you will have the fire to do it. I love you. Until next week, I'll talk to you then.
I am inspired.